In this bulletin, three men charged for allegedly harassing federal politicians in an AFP crackdown. Tropical cyclone Fina is forecast to strengthen this weekend. And in football, Matilda's coach praises Mary Fowler for speaking out about racism, saying she'll return for the Asian Cup. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Australian Federal Police counter-terrorism officers have arrested three men in the past week over separate cases of allegedly harassing or threatening federal MPs and high office bearers. A 30-year-old Sydney man was charged on Thursday for using a carriage service to allegedly incite abuse toward an MP who condemned a recent neo-Nazi march. A second man from Tamworth was issued a court attendance notice for allegedly making online threats against a senior office holder. In Victoria, a 32-year-old man was arrested today for allegedly using a carriage service to harass a federal parliamentarian. AFP Acting Assistant Commissioner Matthew Gale says these incidents reflect an erosion of Australia's social fabric, and they are on the rise.
Threats against federal parliamentarians is a significant issue for us, and we are on the record previously talking about the year-on-year increase that we're seeing in relation to threats. It's at 63% over the last 4 years, and in the financial year of 24-25, we've seen upwards of 951 referrals of threats against parliamentarians.
Liberal leader Susan Lee says threats against her colleagues should be interpreted more broadly.
I'm always concerned when Australians are threatened, not just MPs, but anyone, because the rise of some of the neo-Nazi groups that we're seeing and the nature and threats to national security that those groups bring about is something we're all concerned about.
Families of the victims of the Weambilla ambush say they're disappointed by the coroner's recommendations, fearing they fall short of preventing another tragedy. The findings, handed down after a five-week inquest into the 2022 attack, which killed two police officers and a neighbour, concluded the attackers were driven by a shared delusional disorder and were intent on killing and dying. But Coroner Terry Ryan said it was not possible to conclude the trains committed a terrorist act, adding the current definition of terrorism is narrow. He said their radicalised beliefs and online activity went largely unnoticed by authorities and recommended improvements to policing, threat assessment and information sharing. But relatives, including Constable Rachel McCrow's mother Judy, say they need time to absorb this report and remain concerned their calls for stronger reforms have not been fully heeded.
From the outset, we've stressed any coronial recommendation must prevent a tragedy like this happening again. And we are initially disappointed with the coronial recommendations. But we need time to read, process and respond to the findings and ensure that as families, our concerns and issues that were raised during this process have been listened to and respected.
Tropical cyclone Fina is forecast to strengthen as it tracks through the Van Diemen Gulf, potentially reaching Category 3 once it moves into the Timor Sea. It's expected to cross the Coburg Peninsula overnight before sweeping southwest, bringing rising winds to Darwin from Saturday and peak conditions later in the day. Brendan Moon, Coordinator General of the National Emergency Management Agency, says western top-end communities could face extreme conditions.
We are expecting risks of destructive winds, storm surge and associated coastal flooding, as well as torrential rain and riverine and also flash flooding. We would also expect from this system that we will get disruption to essential services in communities from Cape Don all the way west through the Northern Territory, Western Australian border.
The eSafety Commissioner has announced Twitch falls under Australia's social media ban for children under age 16, meaning it must take steps to stop those who are underage from holding accounts from the 10th of December. The regulator found Twitch's core purpose is social interaction through live streaming, bringing it into the age-restricted social media category. Pinterest, however, was assessed as outside the regime because social interaction is not its primary function. Twitch joins Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube and other platforms already identified as age-restricted. The regulator says this is the latest assessment planned before the ban comes into effect next month. To sport now, and Matilda's coach Joe Montemurro has praised player Mary Fowler as courageous for speaking publicly about alleged racist treatment during her time at French club Montpellier. Fowler wrote in her new memoir, Bloom, that she and a black teammate were excluded from end-of-season tributes and instead handed bananas, claims the club is now disputing. Coach Montemurro commended the 22-year-old for going public with the alleged racism she experienced.
These sort of comments, sometimes, you know, you sort of think, OK, well, where's it all come from? But I put it always in the context of where it's at, and just make sure that she gets the support that she needs. And as I said, you know, courageous to come out with these issues, and absolutely fantastic to say, OK, well, this is the way to face these issues.
He remains confident Fowler will return from an ACL injury in time for next year's Asian Cup. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.